You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
When the white folks was in action, trying to get a man for president. I had one brother named Moses, also a great promoter, always looking for some swell advice. I told him to go to the polls and vote with his heart and soul. Instead of voting once, he voted twice. But now he's down in jail, no one to go in jail. The judge some said that he refused a fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in a jailhouse now. I told the boy to stay at home and let those people get it alone. He's in a jailhouse now. Remember New York City? Folks said it was one city. The landlords had raised that rent so high. We hustled around that town, out of all our hustling ground. We couldn't find that rent, no way we tried. My mother took in washing, and my sister done that ironing. I hepped around the town by shining shoes. But my daddy walked around just like he owned New York town, spending all those money by moves and
booze.
All in the jailhouse now. All in a jailhouse now. Thanks to the mole could make that rent. All was stealing every cent. All in a jailhouse. I mean, all in a jailhouse now. I went out last Friday. I met a big brown girl named Ida. I told her I was a swell at school laying around the town. She started to call me honey. You know, I got busy and started to spend my money. We took it up a cavalry in the good main town. Well, we was drinking every minute. I made sure I was in it. I was buying to make a ginger by the gallon. But when I went to pay that man, I found that poor girl pain in my pocket where my money was. She's in a graveyard now, too bad. She's in a graveyard now. I told the judge right to his face, that woman came without her place. He's in a graveyard, I mean, he's in a graveyard now. Me?
Okay, sorry. Good afternoon. It is 12.05 p.m., which means it's time for the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This afternoon news program airs every Sunday at this time, and I promise it's regularly hosted by the very famous Dick Dickenbach, who for some reason thought today's show was a repeat. I'm Gary. I'm here in case he figures it out and turns up anyway. Today is August 3rd, which is the 215th day of the year. 150 days remain in 2025. I began today's show with an early jug band tune, Whistler and His Jug Band from Louisville, Kentucky. The track was Jailhouse Blues, and it was from a collection called The Jug and Washboard Bands. Oh, my southern just came out. Washboard. The Jug and Washboard Bands, Volume 1, 1924 to 1931. The music of which I'm speaking is what was called dance music in its day. It's I Want to Be Happy by Jan Garber and his orchestra from a release called The Best of Jan Garber. Today we continue our series on the year 1925, 100 years ago. It's a two-part series, so I suppose I should say conclude. No, there's no time for you to listen to the first show now if you missed it. You'll have to wait until after the show and go listen to it again at xray.fm. What was the world like in 1925? Most of the West was still reeling from the effects of the First World War, called the Great War at its time. And I guess technically because of colonization, a lot of the world was also reeling from that. Italy began its descent into a fascist state under Mussolini. A weaselly German D-bag named Adolf Hitler, newly released from prison, only serving a fraction of his sentence, was gaining political power in Germany. Later in the year, he would revive the Nazi Party, he would create the SS, and then write a book called Mein Kampf, which I believe is my German's rough, but I think it means the story of a weaselly German D-bag. Over in the United States, Wyoming, of all places, elected the first female governor, Nellie Taylor Ross, and not long after, Miriam A. Ferguson, called Ma, became the first female governor of Texas, of all places. The United States ratified an amendment to the Constitution, it was the 20th, called the Lame Duck Amendment, moving Inauguration Day from March to January. You see, up to that point, you were elected in November, and then you had to wait basically 5 months until you became president. Calvin Coolidge began his first full term as president on March 4th, the last president to start his administration then. His tenure was defined by conservative politics amidst what was being described as the Roaring Twenties. In the scientific realm, Francis Crick and James Watson announced they had uncovered the structure of DNA. Not wanting to be outdone with that, Tennessee banned the teaching of evolution in schools, leading to the famous Scopes monkey trial. The teacher was convicted, the decision was reversed on appeal, and it killed William Jennings Bryan. Scottish inventor John Logie Baird demonstrated the first television transmission. They were silhouettes. He did it in a department store. And a few months later, Charles Francis Jenkins conducted the first synchronized transmission of pictures and sound, which meant talkies were not far away. The Ku Klux Klan marched in D.C. in August, almost exactly 100 years ago today. I think it was August 8th. 200,000 strong. Maybe Stephen Miller will have an anniversary conducted on August 8th of this year. In honor of white men, who still didn't quite get their due 100 years ago, they built Mount Rushmore, dedicated in October. Louis Armstrong would make his first Hot 5 recording in late fall, and the Grand Ole Opry made its radio debut. And finally, astronomer George Hubble announced we are not the only galaxy in the universe, and astronomers took pictures of the first asteroid. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. In 1925, the blues was still a female-dominated genre. It wouldn't be until the end of 1925, as I mentioned last year, that Blind Lemon Jefferson would record his first recordings and usher in the so-called, black male country blues style. But I'm going to play you some of the recordings by female blues stars in 1925. Now, that's where we are, 1925, on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
Morning. I always feel so sad. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
And they ain't Georgia Brown.
Breaking news. It's almost 12:30 in the afternoon. You're listening to a special report about 1925 on the Dickenbach Report. On X-Ray FM KXRY Portland, I'm Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who, like some kind of aging hipster, says he thought the early 20s were better. Here are the blues from 1925 I just played. That was Ethel Waters, Sweet Georgia Brown, from a collection of her work from 1923 to 1925. I got almost all this stuff from both the classics and document label, and they're all titled the same thing. Before that, Alberta Hunter, Your Jelly Roll is Good. I suspect that song has some sort of hidden meaning. I don't think it's about pastries. I don't know what it's about, but I'm getting the sense it's not pastries. That's from her work from 1924 to 27. Sippy Wallace gave us Devil Dance Blues from her work from 23 to 25. We heard Trixie Smith, The World's Jazz, Crazy and So Am I, from her Complete Recorded Works, Volume 2, 1925 to 39. And we heard two of the top, if not the two top, blues singers of the age. Ma Rainey, C.C. Rider Blues, first time that was out, from recorded I think in 24 but released in 25, from a collection of her work called Ma Rainey. And Bessie Smith, St. Louis Blues, featuring a young man named Louis Armstrong playing cornet. That's from the essential Bessie Smith. Under My Voice, Vincent Lopez and his orchestra, I Want to Be Happy, from Hits of 25. Now, there were no Grammys, Emmys, Oscars, or Tonys in 1925, but I can tell you something about the popularity of various media for music. Well, I guess I'm covering that directly. There could be no Emmys because there wasn't television yet. The most profitable film in 1925 was The Big Parade, directed by King Vidor and starring John Gilbert and Rene Adderay. Written by World War I veteran Lawrence Stallings, the film is about an idle rich boy who joins the U.S. Army's Rainbow Division, is sent to France to fight World War I, becomes a friend of two working class men, experiences the horrors of trench warfare, and finds love with a French girl. Like you do. The second most profitable film of 1925 was Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ, directed by Fred Niblo and starring Ramon Navarro. It was the most expensive silent film ever made. The third most profitable film of 1925 was a comedy, The Freshman, starring Harold Lloyd. It barely beat out Charlie Chaplin's The Gold Rush, which was number 4, and which was voted Best Film of the Year by critics in the Film Daily. Buster Keaton's two films that year are Seven Chances and Go West, and although I prefer those films to The Freshman, I have to admit I enjoy The Gold Rush more, and I'm a big Buster Keaton fan. I wasn't able to find a top list of top Broadway shows of 1925. There was a Broadway list that listed over 100 shows that opened that year. I guess Broadway was more expansive then. I do know that the Marx Brothers opened their second Broadway show, The Coconuts, at the Lyric Theater on December 8, 1925, with a book by George S. Kaufman and music by Irving Berlin. It ran for 375 performances on Broadway as well as 2 years on the road and became the Brothers' second film later in the decade. It is the play I would most want to see if I could go to Broadway in 1925. Books published in 1925 include The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf, An American Tragedy by Theodore Dreiser, Aerosmith by Sinclair Lewis, and as for poetry, T.S. Eliot published his hilarious poem, The Hollow Man, in 1925. That was sarcasm. As for Nobel Prizes, the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1925 was awarded to George Bernard Shaw for his work, which is marked by both idealism and humanity, its stimulating satire often being infused by a singular poetic beauty. Well said. The Nobel Peace Prize in 1925 was divided equally between Sir August Chamberlain for his crucial role in bringing about the Locarno Treaty and Sir Charles Gate Dawes for his crucial role in bringing about the Dawes Plan. And my history is rough. I can't remember what either of those were. The Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to Gustav Ludwig Hertz and James Franck for the discovery of the laws governing the impact of an electron upon an atom. Don't think that's going to ever come back and bite them. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1925 was awarded to Richard Adolf Zsigmondy for his demonstration of the heterogeneous nature of colloid solutions and for the methods he used, which have since become fundamental in modern colloid chemistry. I didn't have to tell you that, did I? No. No one won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1925, and there was not yet an Economics Prize. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY, that's 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY, that's 5979. I have mentioned that jazz had crept into the mainstream in a kind of a watered-down way with these dance bands that you're hearing, like under my voice. But what else was happening with that sound? I will play some stuff for you now. On the Dickenbach Report, on X-Ray FM, KXY Portland, X-Ray.FM. You know that song, she said, everybody's jazz crazy now? They would be, soon enough.
support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
sing, Mr. Cynthia Lord. You know you can do it. Everybody from your knees can really do that thing. Hey, hey.
This just in, with about 10 minutes to go in the hour, we're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, finishing up our special report about what the world was in 1925, 100 years ago. This is the music I just played. It wouldn't be released until the next year, but that was from Louis Armstrong's Hot Five's first recordings. That was Gut Bucket Blues, everybody in the band introduced, from the Hot Fives and Sevens collection. Let's see, his first work as a leader, and those sessions would change jazz extraordinarily. I played a bit by the original New Orleans Rhythm Kings. When the first lineup, they ended up having different people. They survived past that time, but the first lineup there, their last recordings in 1925, She's Crying for Me, from a collection called New Orleans Rhythm Kings, 1925-35. The first recordings as leader for Bix Beiderbecke, Bix and his Rhythm Jugglers, Davenport Blues, from Bix Beiderbecke, 1924-27. One of the first bands from New Orleans to record, Halfway House Orchestra. I played Pussycat Rag from the Halfway House Orchestra, recorded in New Orleans, 1925 to 1928. I played Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, featuring Louis Armstrong there, playing trumpet. Sugarfoot Stomp, I got that from the Ken Burns Jazz Collection. And we heard Johnson, the Charleston. That sounded so good because it was not recorded as a record. It was a piano roll. That's from the collection Carolina Shout. Under My Voice, some more dance music, Jimmy Joy and his orchestra, Millenburg Joyce, from Jazz in Texas, 1924 to 1930. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm very sorry that Dick Dickenbach couldn't make it today. He said he wanted to prepare a report about Portland in 1925, and that's my phone. Hold on. It's a text from him. It says, please read on air, Jimmy. He doesn't really know my name. The population of Portland, Oregon, in 1925 was estimated to be 278,000. That's it? Okay. He wrote this, though. He wrote, see you next week. So that's good. Because we are on every week at noon on X-Ray, we have archives at x-ray.fm in the show section. We'll play more music reports up until 1. Keep up at the playlist section. What happens at 1? Well, you know Radio Bandolero comes on. Please stay tuned for that. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, paraphrasing a poem from 1925. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but a MAGA. Try to have a lovely day and enjoy, oh my gosh, some more Louis Armstrong, playing here with Clarence Williams' Blue Five and Ava Taylor.
Without a stipulation.
There's just one stipulation.
I thought I had you right.
I draw the line on just one woman.
Who can I invite?
You can bring Pearl, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu.
Can I bring Nan?
Bet your life you can, but don't bring Lulu.
Lulu has the kind of smile that makes fellas walk a mile.
And when she struts her stuff around, London Bridge is falling down.
If I bring cake and porterhouse steak, can I bring Lulu?
Lulu gets blue when she goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf.
She's the kind of smarty who breaks up every party.
Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, I'll bring her myself. We both went to a party, a real high-toned affair.
And then along came Lulu, as wild as any Zulu.
She started into Charleston, and how the boys did stare.
But when she did the hula hoo, then she got the air.
You can bring cake with a wooden leg, but don't bring Lulu.
Can I bring Vi with the old glass eye?
But don't bring Lulu. Lulu eats just like a horse, sauerkraut and garlic salt.
I smelled onions on her breath, and I cried myself to death. Can I bring Ruth with the rubber too?
But don't bring Lulu. Lulu's okay, but when she gets gay, you should see the cops arrive.
When she starts in singing, police clubs start in swinging. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, not while she's alive. You could bring Flo, cause the pug got go, but don't bring Lulu. You could bring Min and a double chin, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu thinks she's doing fine when she sings Sweet Adeline. Oh, but when she hits high C, she drives out the family. You can bring sweets and pickle pig's feet, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu goes bugs and she chews up rugs when she yells, ain't this a lie?
She's the kind start yawning.
We won't go home till morning. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, she might know the wife. Say, Bill, I don't see why I can't bring Lulu. She's a nice girl. And say, Bill, would you call Lulu a flapper?
Sure, but I've got a new name for flappers.
What is it, Bill?
Well, I call them bungalows.
Bungalows? Why do you call them bungalows?
Well, because they're shingled in back, painted in front, and they have no attic.
You could bring Claire, whether I don't care, but don't bring Lulu. You could bring Lil, she's an awful pill, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu has the sweetest smile, keeps us laughing all the while. When she looks at her best,
one eye looks east
and the other looks west. You could bring Tripe, provided it's right, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu makes noise, but she's with the boys, and we're sure to get in touch.
She's the kind that teases
and then does what she pleases. Hullabaloo, don't bring Lulu, she talks.